On Franklin and Marshall College Week, COVID-19 has hit vulnerable populations the hardest. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephanie McNulty, Professor of Government and Latin American and Latinx Studies, explores its effects on one such group.
How did undocumented immigrants and people with temporary immigrant visas experience the nation's deadliest pandemic in history? To explore this issue, we interviewed 25 immigrants with precarious legal status in Lancaster County during the summer of 2021. We emerged with three findings. First, every person we interviewed spoke about the financial difficulties during the shutdown and much of 2020. More than half of our interviewees remained unemployed or underemployed as of their interview. Men tended to go back to work faster, especially because women were taking care of their children, yet there were no federal public assistance programs available to undocumented immigrants. This led one person to ask us in frustration, "Where is the check for immigrants? We work in this country too. We do the hardest jobs." Second, although many people spoke about the unexpected benefit of spending more time with family at home, the stress and uncertainty around their jobs, taking care of children, paying bills, and trying not to get sick took a severe toll on their mental health. A woman from El Salvador with several children told us that psychologically, it's like I fell into a depression. Emotionally, I was not good. My children also suffered because we spent our time stressed and anxious. Finally, undocumented immigrants had strong opinions about two policies that would have made their lives safer and healthier during the worst days of the pandemic: comprehensive immigration reform and emergency assistance contingent on a tax ID, not a social security number.
That was Stephanie McNulty of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.